The Tales of Leo, Part 3. My Cleo was good, but could do with more training. The chillens are so ready to go out there. And when they're grown, then their turn it'll be to train spouse and grandchildren to help me. Tut, 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 says the sergeant. Humph, 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 as he grumbles. More Leos and Cleos he could just see a rumbles. Amidst the houses and the inns, the ships and the bins, what's this world going to be like when Leo approaches? 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, he could see furry noses are peeking at him from very close quarters. To Cleo, who was doting to make sure that their fur had a good coating and to clean up their hind quarters. So that would make 7 he would have to keep watch to see just where in the town they were heading, to get what they needed and bring it back home here, when he realised advice would not be heeded. Now what do we hear, Leo? What's that you have? Your treasures are normally simple, but I see from my list of what has gone amiss. Do you have garden gloves? And is that Sister Robinson's wimple? Ah, Sergeant Todd, I declare I never did thought that the nunnery I visited last evening was where Sister Robinson would hang pretty things. Please return with my very best loving feelings. And garden gloves, I have several, they fit all the sizes. I have several, you see, for the takings, whose hands are denied the protections from twigs. Ah, that we would have a neighbour be aching. Was it Mr. Richards, or have we upset Mr. Briggs? Never to mind, young Leo, I say to the rogue. It doesn't matter whose gloves they belong to. They just want them back, as in their financial state, to replace. They are not able to do so. And that is the end of Part 3. You can listen to Part 4 tomorrow. And this is Debbie Nicholson. Thank you for reading my blog, and please comment below.